Oh, hey, about your internet. I have a solution for you.
Hey, what is it?
When was the last time you changed out your Cat 5 cable?
It's been a little while, but I don't. Do you feel like I should be going to Cat 6? Are you advocating for technological
advancement? No, but there are slowdowns on some of the older Cat 5 cables that can't keep up with your internet, so you might want to get a newer Cat 5 cable.
Lou looks incredulous. I don't know if that was that or something else.
Was it only me? He had a little bit of lag again.
He did lag a little bit again. Okay, I don't know if I want to take advice from Mike Brock, the laggiest, the king of lag. But I will keep that in mind.
Although, why is it doing it? I'm hoping that it's not going to throw me off as we continue this.
I don't think so. It was never been that bad. We're just commenting on it now in the preamble.
Yes.
I just hope it doesn't get worse as we go on.
Preamble.
I don't know what's causing it. There's nothing going on.
A house full of other people who use the internet?
I don't. Right now, one's asleep, the other's at camp, and homie's in the shower, so.
Homie's in the shower? That's a weird way to say that your kid is taking a shower. Homie's in the shower. What?
I don't disapprove of
it. I guess to be fair, I don't think we ever fully established a nice code name for your son. Yeah. So that's fair. Homie is, I guess, the nickname.
I think we're good with homie.
But the bean, your daughter is at camp? That's fun.
Camp.
Like, what kind of camp?
She's, so every year she goes to a summer camp.
Mm-hmm. And in the summer.
So it's a summer camp.
Just like a general, that was my question, I guess, like a general, YMCA kind of.
I have a follow-up question to that. Does the camp have a fun, weird camp name?
Ooh.
No, so it's a church camp.
Okay.
They go to different locations every year. So they go to,
for the poor, got it.
Like, last year they went to Alabama. This year they're going to Virginia, and they stay at, college campuses and stuff.
Oh, that's fun.
The summer.
Does your family go to said church, or is that just an affiliation you have purely for camp?
Nope. Yeah.
Camp.
Fair. Well, camp. So the Beans' Mom is their whole family goes to that church, and she's really close to
affiliation
them.
Affiliation with,
She's been affiliated with them a long time, and their youth pastor is a super cool dude. He's a giant Star Wars nerd. He goes to all the cons, and he's, the 501st?
Yes.
In the 501st. Uh-huh. Yeah. So he's Darth Vader in the 501st every time.
So he's tall.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. Neat. He's got huge Star Wars sleeves. Cool dude.
That's cool. Nice.
Yeah.
I totally, when you said youth pastor, I kind of misheard, and I thought you said their newscaster, and I was like, what? What?
Wow, that's quite
what a weird church. They have their own news station. I mean, they probably
do. It's the, Channel 3-Day News.
Ooh, is that what the church is called? Channel 3? Or 3-Day? Third day is a good name for a Christian church, to be fair.
Right, well.
I see what they did there.
What happened on the third day?
He rose again. Your fucking holographic Jesus is really judging you right now.
Well, I thought you meant, I thought you were talking about the third day of creation, not the
No, I was fast forwarding. We're talking Christian church.
Jesus wasn't
in
the creation mythos, though. He came
Old
later.
Testament, not Old Testament.
I know,
church.
That's Old Testament stuff. But when he said third day, that's what.
Sure,
that's what
I see. Yeah.
Do you know what happened on the third day?
I have no idea.
Do you? Are we going to do a quick Google?
No idea. I was just curious, yeah.
It's a
goo. I'm gonna bing
time.
It. I'll bing it.
Or bing time. Time for points on the bing.
Of creation. We're looking it up. Oh, grass.
Okay.
It says
greenery.
The earth brought forth grass, an herb yielding seed after his kind. Da 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 da.
It's the
plants.
It's dry land day.
Plants.
It's land day.
It's plants.
Land day.
Plants.
Right?
Plant day.
Yeah.
Plant day. Ooh, that's also a good name for your dispensary.
Herb day.
Third day.
Okay.
Nice. Okay.
It's
noted.
All natural.
Ooh.
You know what else is all natural? This transition into music.
I was going to say something dirty.
You can still say it.
My pubes.
What's up and welcome back to Mike's Hard Gamecast. My name is Micah Brocklesprock. Joining me today is Senor Luis Salazar.
What's up, guys?
Also all joining natural. Me today is all natural Chris Saul.
Mm. All natural. Mm. The natural.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. How you doing?
Distracted by unfortunate imagery.
Yeah, no kidding. And now it can't be left out. Just it must hair. Be in the just podcast. Now.
Oh, of course, it's going to. Ugh. Be. It's going to be. Do you know? Do you know our? One of our TikToks was recently taken down because apparently you can't say the word dildo on TikTok.
Really?
Who was talking about?
Why can't you say dildo?
I don't know. I'm assuming that was the word that got it taken down because all the other swearing is edited out, like it through the. You know, whatever, the Instagram captioning I use. But I literally, as I'm uploading the new file, you know, to promo the latest episode, it's like, oh, just so you know, one of your TikToks has been taken down, or you know, the audio has been removed for a community violation. And I'm like, what the hell community violation?
Guys, I did a gamer thing.
When?
I don't know if I believe you.
Just like this last week, I did a gamer thing.
You've been playing Destiny 2 all the time, so...
I don't know if that's a gamer.
No, no, no.
Gamer
I did a real gamer thing.
Oh, okay. What's that? Mm-hmm. I'm curious. I don't know if we believe you here.
Incredulous. I got a new Xbox.
Oh, snap! Oh. Is it the newest version?
Oh, yeah.
S or what sure is? Series S? Okay, perfect opportunity to ask a question that I literally thought about asking. I also... Ooh. I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast. I think it came up kind of offhandedly... But I got a PS5 not that long ago.
Wait, why?
This is just right there. He's just holding it. Like, it's clearly, you know how he's not it. You know how we know he's not a gamer? It's still in the box, and he's showing us the box. It's empty.
It's not in the box. It's empty. I'm not strong enough to, like, Hercules this thing.
Are they really big? Because the thing about the PS5 is the PS5 is fucking huge. It's so big.
So, it's bigger than my old Xbox. Sure, so, it's like this... This I have it on its side.
Yeah. Okay. So big. The PS5 is fucking big. Like.
But what is nice is I don't have the big charging brick like the old Xbox has. It's built into it, so that's probably where a lot of that heft is coming from.
Doesn't the new Xbox has a monolith, right? Doesn't it kind of just look like a big block?
Yeah. So I got the Series X, which is the top of the line right now. It's got 1 terabyte solid state drive in it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Greatest. So I finally did the upgrade. So I paid for the monthly Games Pass.
Yeah, you have Games Pass. Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Paid for the upgrade to get the Xbox. I put no money down. Did not pay anything up front. And my monthly just goes up by $15.
Nice. So you got like a phone plan style, like, you know, where you're paying a little bit more each month. So my friend did something similar. And he just got lucky, but this would be amazing if this happened to you. They gave him the Xbox, you know, he got it, and then they just never changed his charging. So he basically got the Xbox for free. And I was like, what the fuck? I asked him, I was like, he's like, yeah, it's been like a year and they still haven't charged me. And I'm like, what the fuck? He's got user error in his favor.
He should check on that because it's literally a credit-based thing.
No, exactly. He did. He looked into it and he's like, there's no charge. There's no bill. I looked into the website, the service they use. It's not there. I just have the Xbox. And I'm like, what the fuck? Super lucky.
Weird. Yeah.
I want to ask a question to you, though. You said you were using the service, you know, the streaming service. Did you get the Xbox that has a disk drive or no?
It does have a disk drive.
So
it does.
Similarly, I got a PS5 with the disk drive, which would have been my choice. It was also the one that was available at the time, so that's the one I ended up with. But
which is why I got this one.
But I also do not regret it. Lou has a question. We'll get to you in just 1 second. Noted. Question noted. I was very grateful because the other thing I just got was the newest Assassin's Creed was on sale at Best Buy. I was in Best Buy to get something completely unrelated, and I was just like, let's just look through the games like I always do. And Valhalla was on sale, disc version, just at Best Buy for $20. And I was like, fuck yeah, $20, that's nothing. It was not on sale anywhere else that I could find, at least at the time. And so I was like, that's awesome. Like, now I'm glad I got this disc version because the online version was still full price, at least on like PSN. So that made me grateful once again that I made that choice just for flexibility, I guess. Lou, do you have a question before Brock maybe says something? He's just looking stoic. Maybe he's waiting for you to say something.
I was waiting for Lou because I want to cut him off.
Kind. Lou.
Very nice. I have a question. So both of you got the disc drive
So speaking
option.
About the PS5...
God, what an asshole.
Oh, man.
I'll never trust you ever again.
What an asshole.
Broken.
He held it in, too.
My trust. He was consciously just sitting there quietly, like, waiting for Lou for so long. I was like, is someone going to say something? I'm like, what is happening right now? Nope, just...
You've dropped the ball, my friend.
No, you are Brown. You are like Charlie Brown and Lucy. And, you know, and you will always hold that. You will always hold that going to kick that football.
100%. It was not like an idea I had.
It came last to me minute. In the moment. The assholishness just bubbled forth.
I mean, I don't believe you and ever again, so.
I believe him. I believe the assholishness is buried right underneath the surface.
I will now let you talk.
All right. All I wanted to know is what the difference is between the one with the disc drive, price-wise. What the price difference is between the sans disc and with
sans disc.
sans disc. Sand I believe. Disc. You get a small sans disc hard drive.
I believe... I have to do an actual Google.
So
we're doing a quick internet search.
The Xbox Series S and the Xbox Series X. So the X is the one that has the hard drive.
Oh, they are. Okay, I didn't know.
The S is the one that does not have a hard drive, but it is also half the size and does not have the same processing power and video card in it.
Oh, really?
They are significantly different. It's not quite as strong.
Huh.
Like... So that it has about $120 price point difference.
I believe the version for PlayStation is about $100 price difference. So it's pretty substantial. Like if you wanted to save money.
That's crazy.
So like I kinda get it. And again, I don't know about Xboxes. It seems like Xboxes are still a little bit more available. Like I got my PS5 directly from Sony on a drop that I got an email about. And I was like at a show and I was like, quick, 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 like trying to make sure I got one. And the alert I got was originally for the digital only, but by the time I got there, it was a disc only. And I was like, I don't care. I kind of wanted the disc only version anyway. Like I wouldn't mind saving money, but I also got the Horizon Zero Dawn, or the Horizon Frozen Wilds, or Frozen West. Fuck, Jesus. Forbidden West. Too many different expansions of games. Horizon Forbidden West bundle. So it was a little bit more also. I think I paid about $600, a little bit less than $600, all in with shipping and stuff. So,
Okay. So yes, the Series X has a better GPU, a better CPU,
that's interesting,
and about 6 gigs more of RAM than the Xbox Series S, as well as twice the storage.
Xbox is doing all sorts of variations now that honestly confuse me.
I do get annoyed with Xbox because it is hard to say which Xbox I have, right? So like I started with the Xbox One. I started with the Xbox 360, then I went to the Xbox One. Then I went to the Xbox Series X. Like, it's very confusing of where you're at and what's going on.
So when did you get your Xbox, and have you been playing it? Please fill us in. I'm so curious on your experience.
This experience was so stupid easy, it felt like I was doing something wrong. It's the easiest consumering that I have ever done in my life.
Okay. Go
so
on.
I'm literally at work one day, and one of my employees is like, "Hey, did you see that they're going with the Xbox bundles again, where you can get the Games Pass and the Xbox all in one price?" It's like,
it's pretty cool.
Oh, I didn't realize they had come back with them because they had kind of shunned them for a little while because of not having available product.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on the Microsoft website. Sure enough, there it was. I was like, oh man, this is like $15 more a month for me than I'm already spending.
So yeah, that's so cheap. Like I supposed to be dropping
so cheap
a big chunk all at once. Yeah.
So I was like, okay, let's do it. My Xbox has been grinding down. I've been having issues with it. It's been shutting off on me, overheating, whatever. Huh. So because I had one of the like way original Xbox ones, like it's old. And so I was like, all right, let's pull the trigger. Pull the trigger. Literally went on there. It said, buy it from one of these retailers, and I could pick from, like, Target, Walmart, Best Buy.
Cool.
So I went with Best Buy, because I was like, all right, I don't want to go from Walmart. I don't want to go from Target. I'll go from the place that does electronics more than anybody else. I'll go Best Buy.
Okay, fair. Right? Sure.
And it's the same price point for all of them. So I was like, let me just go there. So then it takes me to the Best Buy website. Click, approved, done. sends me a text message saying, here's when it'll be available. It's like, cool. 2 days later, I get a text message. 2 days early, might I add, as well.
Nice, yeah.
Okay.
Your Xbox is now available. Come by, pick it up between now and blah, blah, blah date.
Yeah. It's just there.
So I was like, cool. Go to Best Buy, pull up the text message, press the button, and they're like, ah, you're here. Cool. Come on in. It'll be ready for you. I walk in the door.
Yeah.
And there's literally a person there like, oh, Michael Brock.
Here you go.
Yeah. I'm like, what? And they're like, here's your Xbox.
Wow. Like, wow. They're ready for that curbside pickup. Damn.
Concierge at no service point, right there.
So at no point have I given a credit card or a debit card number or any sort of payment or down payment or nothing.
I'm assuming it's built into your charge, right? Because you do pay a monthly charge for the Games Pass, right?
Well...
Sorry, for all the listeners, he just slightly slid out of frame. He's like sidling his way out of our video screen.
He always needs a Brock to bring his
My dog
home.
Was upset.
Let him back in.
So, I don't know yet. Like, I'm waiting to see where the other shoe
Because you just got it. You haven't gotten the charge yet or anything like that.
But when I logged into the Xbox, so I set it up for the first time, logged in, says, hey, we've detected your blah, 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 you have this deal.
Yeah.
Here's your 2 years of Games Pass, and now I'm not paying for Games Pass because it's built into the Xbox already. Where 2 years is already there.
Wow.
Still haven't had a payment, still haven't put a debit card anywhere, so we'll see.
How do you normally pay for the Games Pass?
It normally just comes out of my bank account.
Okay, so probably it'll continue that. They have your financial information. Let's put it that way. Plus, they have all your big points. They're going to start subtracting those.
You connected. You chose Best Buy off of the Microsoft.
Microsoft,
right?
So
it's all sourced from there. Okay, that makes sense.
It was its retail partners, and I went with Best Buy because they tend to have the best customer service for electronics.
That's fair. Okay, so you got it. When did you get it relative to today? Like, was it within the last week? Like, when did that show?
I got it on, let me look at the Cali here. I got it on Thursday.
Okay, so we've only had it for a few days, basically.
Yes. And I made this decision on, like, Monday. Like, it's been that quick.
That's pretty quick, yeah.
Yeah.
I get you. I mean, why not? Like, mine was a little bit, my PS5 upgrade was definitely somewhat prompted by the games that were coming out, and then also the fact that some of my friends started getting them, and I was like, now I kind of want one. Like, normally, as we've talked about, I think on this podcast, the old one. Yeah, I'm a waiter. I'm not an early adopter. Yeah. I wait till the price goes down, all that stuff. But it popped up. It was available. I'm like, fucking treat yourself. I'm buying this. And so far, I mean, I've been really busy the last week, but for the couple days I had it that I was free, played the shit out of that system. And I would say, I had a PS4 Pro, which was already like 4K, you know, supposedly the best version of the PS4 previous to the PS5. And so I really wasn't sure how big of an upgrade it would be or if I would be like, wow, look at these graphics. But so far, I have been very pleased. It felt like a legitimate jump in graphics. Also, there's like no loading time, that kind of shit.
That's what I was going to say. It's like night and day for me. I'm playing a completely different game where like I was being dragged down in load times and graphic hiccups and stuff. Not a problem.
What have you been playing? Anything particular or just kind of the same shit on a new console?
To lose dismay, I'm sure I have been playing Destiny 2.
Whoa, what a surprise.
I think Lou might be a little hashtag mad at me.
Ark, unlike, I'm assuming that's, Brock and I have apparently rejoined the modern era of gaming. We'll see how much in our busy schedules we get to fit that in. But we did buy new consoles, which is a pretty big deal for Mike's Ark game cast.
Funny because we did it like within a week of each other.
Very close.
Yeah.
Like, again, I'm not sure if that came up on the podcast or not. I don't think it was mentioned offhandedly, but I did get a PS5 relatively recently as well.
It was funny because Kay Howe was like, she's like, oh, Chris got a PS5. I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, you got a PS5. I'm like, what is he going to do with it?
I play games by myself, because that's what I do. All by myself. Just because I don't like playing
games. We should do some cross-platforming Destiny 2. It's free.
Oh, yeah, that is an option. Except for my terrible slow internet. It's not going to work very well for that. That's my bottleneck in life, for sure, is the internet speeds.
And you just need a new Cat 5 cable.
The servers, probably, in wherever.
Oh, relatively speaking.
I have no idea where they are, to be honest. No.
Man.
But yeah, so that was my gamer thing. I did a real gamer thing.
Jeffrey, you're still playing old games. Yeah, I'm playing a brand new game. I just bought another brand new game. I'm excited for Assassin's Creed, Brock, because obviously back in the day, we talked about this, I think, on the podcast. We were always really into that game series in general. And then we talked about that game before it came out, and then none of us bought it. Unless you did.
It got really bad reviews too.
But then I was looking into it. I was like, should I buy this game? Like, it's $20. That's like nothing. Like, might as well. But then also, like, I read more about it and people said they enjoyed it. And I'm like, well, fuck, what's worse? Like, whatever. Let's just buy this and we'll just see. I wanted another PS5 game. That was the biggest thing that kept me from upgrading to the newest generation also was that there doesn't seem like there's a ton of titles right now. That being said, Horizon has come out, and now the new God of War is going to be coming out, and I love those games, and I'm excited to play those sequels.
Can I ask you a question? Do you have a PSN subscription as well?
I used to, like, but I only bought like a year, you know, like a cart, or I was actually given it by friends. I was given an online subscription during our quarantine times, and that was when I would play sometimes with those friends, like online, certain games.
I
played with you too. I played with you too. Don't act like that's a weird thing. You and I even played together for a while.
Played with
on consoles. I like consoles. I don't like computers. I actually bought a new computer too.
I like how you always say I don't want to be in the computer room sitting in front of the computer.
I don't. So I've never
different.
Look, it's so different.
It's not. It's like
my couch is out there. It's operating. Something. It's cool and relaxing. There's like windows. It's like this. My office is a whole different world. It's so hot here.
You can set up your battle station however the fuck you want. Just make it better.
Just take it to a different room. Just move my whole computer to a different space.
I don't know. You know, it's up to you.
Can I just say before we get too far away from it, because I asked you about that first. Wildly impressed on day one how many games were available and waiting for me to download and play
from the past
that were Xbox were Xbox Series X specific, so they have little tags on them when they have been like upgraded and designed for Xbox Series X, and just tons of, like, I have more games than I could ever possibly. I've downloaded like 12 of them. I'll probably play one of them. Like,
the Game Pass thing is pretty slick, I gotta say. That thing is, and that was one of the things I did enjoy about having PlayStation Network. I think there's a similar pass, but like, even at the time, you know, you get a couple free games every month that you can download and play. And that was a cool feature. It was like, oh, here's a game I've always wanted to try, or I'd never heard of this game, but it looks cool. And I would just download it and give it a try and found some really fun games that way. So I have considered getting back into that. Maybe once I'm a little less busy again. Right now, it's not a great time for free time and games.
We have been far too informative and gamery, so we got to move on.
What about Lou and his games? Lost Ark.
He's played 800
hours.
I don't know. I haven't looked, but I am excited about something that's about to come out. I just want to briefly say.
Is it Lost Ark related or another game?
It is Lost Ark related.
Please, go.
Is it my unbeatable streak in PvP?
So
do you have an unbeatable streak? Is that because you've never played and so you have no? You've never been beaten.
No, he's lost.
won terribly.
The very first game.
I mean, that's what happens when you have somebody else level the character and you don't know how to play the game.
We were trial by firing. It remembers.
I recall that story. Trial by firing.
We talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah. And it was just on fire. It was not.
I'm sure. Whenever this actually comes out, this will have like. Probably have already passed whatever this is. What I'm gonna say, but a new class is about to be released, the Arcanist, and alongside it, the summer event, which comes with swimsuits.
I knew it. I was like, Lou doesn't give a fuck about game mechanics. He only cares about cosmetics, especially ones that make his character sexy.
So, have you pre-budgeted how much you will spend on swimsuits?
I'm gonna see because. Actually, I haven't spent that much on the game in general.
Are there cosmetics in it yet? I didn't know if there were.
Yeah, there's a good amount of them.
Which one of our friends has the dumb costume when we were PvPing?
It's not dumb. It's hilarious. It is. Eddie has the cool cat, like the with the.
That was the thing I sort of just liked about that game was how the cosmetics just completely shift the tone. Just visually.
I'm sure I'm currently in some like terrible filter now because of insulting it.
They gave out a couple of free costumes, including so in the game there's these collectibles called Mokoko seeds, which are like these little kind of pear shaped plants.
Okay.
And there's Mokoko outfits, which are basically like those kind of like animal suits, except it's like this cute like dopey looking face with like a tongue sticking out in different colors and stuff. And so there's people running around with that stuff. And okay, so destroyers, especially specifically because they have the humongous hammers, with the swimsuit skins are coming also inflatable weapon skins. And so
it's
a huge inflatable hammer that goes perfectly if you dye it like green with the Mokoko skin. It's hilarious.
Does that mean, what's the class that Phil plays?
He plays a gunslinger.
So does that mean gunslingers will have super soakers? Because that would be amazing.
So the artillerist actually has ridiculous. A humongous super soaker. But, and then, yes, you can, but the guns are hilarious because they're very colorful. They're all, yeah, most of them are inflatable. Or there's some that are like accessories and things like that. They're just changing it completely. Mine is my staff or my sorceress has like a funny like anime octopus as like the figurehead of the staff. It's really quite funny. To answer your question, I don't know how much I'm going to spend on it. My plan is to try to get as much as I can just with in-game gold.
How much
before I spend anything?
Do you know that you have like a basis for how expensive like an outfit is? Like, I have no idea.
What were you going to say, Brock?
No, go ahead. You're good.
It really varies. Like, I was just looking at prices right now, and so, for example, there was, like, a wardrobe thing that they had with, like, casual clothing. So you had, like, a kind of, like, a baseball tee as one option, like, these little exercise shorts with, like, these, like, pump all-star kind of shoes, right?
Pump up the gym.
So whenever those first came out, so you got to avoid the initial rush, right? You can't get them right away.
Do you? You say that like that's I just don't know.
Rule of thumb, bro. I mean, I'm trying to get because the money.
They'll always discount it afterwards, right?
Okay. Like a natural. Okay, there's a natural discounting. Well, no.
The game itself, the price remains constant as the game launches it, but people, right, they'll throw it on as high as they can initially.
Oh, like
right?
From so in, like, the in-game marketplace, like you could buy
it.
Right, other
so they'll
people.
Pop it on the auction house for like 5,000 gold initially, and then I bought it for like 1,800 whenever it like dipped. Because the, there's a big volume of them, and then the price, because people keep undercutting, right? So you want to wait for that like dip in the bell curve.
Yeah, the demand to go down.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a very important Lost Art question?
Yes.
Are you can still no? full? Are yeah, you still? You can. You
Brock
can totally
always
say no.
asks if he can ask us questions, which is that's another Brockism.
Go ahead.
You Brock. Can say no. I just it'd be rude.
I will take your question, but I will reserve. Whether or not I answer your question.
Yeah. Are you still full steam ahead on Lost Ark? Have you lost some of the steam? Is it still holding your attention?
I'm still playing it a lot, so there's no steam loss.
Massive hours accumulated in terms of
And I've actually gotten back into because I've been trying to clear some of the like rep stuff, which is with like daily quests. It's not as involved as like WoW, I'll say, but it's still like I'm playing basically 7 out of the 8 characters I currently have.
Oh my
to
god.
Some degree. Okay. Not extensively, but like definitely I've been advancing them. And so now I have like, I think I have 5 of them now in tier 3 out of 8.
Is that the max tier?
Well, it's the max tier, but like the eye level there varies like widely because that's like the basically end game. So as an example, my main got to 1445, which now I can do like the new content that came out, but not hard mode, which is the Vicus Legion raid. But my next highest is 1355. So it's like a big difference as far as like materials and investment and honing and all that stuff. People that play the game will get it.
Yeah, sure. Damn. That is a...
I will say from my time in playing it, it is not a small screen game. You should definitely have a large screen. Yeah, I felt very
better with...
On your laptop, you have
with
you,
a small
I get that,
and I don't have an external monitor, but like it was very frustrating, especially we were doing PvP where I could clearly see where somebody could see me and I could not see them at all yet.
Especially because it's recommended for you to force the 13:9 perspective, which makes it even smaller, like narrower, So it's like it's definitely better, but you kind of I don't know.
Well, that's going back to Lou being like, what's the difference between playing on a computer? I was just measuring my monitor. I have three monitors. I have like 27-inch monitors. They're big. My TV is 75 inches. So I can sit in my living room and watch a big-ass fucking gorgeous, you know, screen and enjoy my gaming.
So that being said, there is a too big screen for gaming, though, too. Of course. You can't fully take in what you're seeing.
It really depends on your how far away you are from your screen, like your perspective, mm-hmm. relatively.
Are you the farthest away at the sweet spot? With your
for game, I mean, for my TV, I feel like my TV seems like it's large, but it feels like the distance that I have in, the depth in my living room, it feels good.
How big can did I, you say it was?
75 inches. I have a 75 inch TV.
That's a huge. Big screen.
It's
a
big TV.
Can I say, that, hold on? No. Before, because we're about to talk about how old we are, because while I was perusing at work one day. I went to the electronics section. Yeah, you know, sometimes you have time. Just I went to the electronics section.
Yeah.
And they had a bunch of TVs. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I wonder how much a new TV is. They had a 82-inch TV for $395.
Wait, what?
Like $395?
$395, a 4K 80-inch, 80-something-inch TV. I don't remember exactly how much it was. For $395.
Ridiculously cheap. Like, probably not a great TV. To your point, they are way cheaper than they used to be. I think about that all the time.
So cheap now. Like, when 4K first came out, you were dropping 5, 6K just to get 4K. Like,
and it's like, when I got my TV a handful of years ago, it was like a good model, but not the best. Because you can always get an expensive-ass TV. You can always get a TV that's going to be way expensive, right. No matter what size it is, you know? Just because of, like, the highest technology or the most recent technology, all that kind of shit. And or features, you can go to like brands. Walmart and get like a relatively cheap TV, but they are way affordable compared to how much they used to be. Like I remember when we were in college, like how expensive a flat screen was at that point.
I was trying to look for a small screen because I wanted one for my garage, and finding a small screen is worse than just getting
a big-ass just buy like a 42-inch TV. Yeah,
the price difference is negligible. Doesn't make sense, right? Because it's like I'm gonna drop $300 on like a 42-inch.
Yeah.
Screen where I
or you could get an 80 inch apparently
$100 and get like an 80 inch or something like that's crazy.
It is weird. It's like disposable electronics.
Insane.
I mean, yeah, no, for sure, that's definitely a thing as far as technology and the cheapness. I think about that all the time because like when we were in college, that was sort of the beginning of like relatively inexpensive flat screen, big screen TVs, and then like. That just changed so drastically as time went on. The editor is chiming in, I believe, about like refresh rate and other, you know, specific details on screens, which is true. I mean,
okay, we've been way too informative now.
We have. This is a very informative podcast.
I have something unfortunate happen to me, you guys. I just want to mention this.
That is also
getting in trouble at work again.
Lose iconic.
No, I'm not.
He got pulled
not
over
yet.
By the police.
No, not again.
You re-succumbed to ice cream again.
I have been eating ice cream, but in a normal way, like not.
I had a blizzard today out of nowhere. I haven't had a blizzard in. Like,
oh, did you guys see? This is so belated and really dates this podcast, which whether or not this gets removed or not, I did start the Fat Fucks Fitness Journal on Instagram. I invited you all to join. Fat Fucks Food Journal.
I did not see that episode 46. I will have to check my.
I should
my
try to like give you the login, and then we can all actually contribute to. people want to see what our Dankcast is eating. Or you could send them to me. Yeah, people send me all the food you eat, and I'll just start putting it out there on fucking Fat Fucks Food Journal at Fat Fucks Food Journal on Instagram.
So whenever we have or make something a little extravagant, we can add it to the Fat Fucks.
Yeah, exactly. Or just send it to me at this point. Yeah. Whatever. Okay. I mean, any like this is like it's a this is why I'm fat. You know, Instagram basically, or we're fat.
Water.
Yeah, that's not that doesn't count.
but like the picture is ice cream, but like you need to get it on your beard
it came to mind is that I was trying to find at first I was just trying to find a picture of us like for the profile photo, but you know a lot of our pictures together are from this format. It doesn't like format well until like you know a profile photo. So instead I was like, well, let's just find a picture of food I took recently. And one of the most recent pictures of food I had took was a fucking milkshake that I was holding. So I was like, there we go.
Nice.
There you go. Fat Fucks Food Journal.
Chris, you totally just ran over Lou. Lou, go ahead and say you got into trouble. What was your trouble?
No, something unfortunate happened.
This
is a risk that you take if you navigate the internet in any capacity, really. Okay. I was browsing Reddit.
So is it just the three of us on the Food Journal, or
wait? No, I have a thing that's related to exactly what I think Lou's about to say. But Lou, you finish your story, and then I have a question or comment I want to chime in on. Go ahead.
Okay.
Browsing on the internet. You were on Reddit.
I was browsing Reddit as I usually do.
Some say you might have read it.
And I came. God.
That derailed him so hard. It's the front page of the internet.
I came across this post on a subreddit. I forget exactly which one it was. And the name, the title of the post was, never make TikToks close to a moving train. Okay? So I just assumed, it'll be a funny video because it...
Why would you assume that? Brock and I instantly made a face that was obviously not audible, but one that was like, oh, God. Like,
because the subreddit was not... like suspect
something awful or something like that.
Yeah. So they're
is Brock, are you looking it up right now? What are you doing?
Wait, what?
I don't know. He did some binging that I saw.
Are you binging?
I'm gonna see it here's in glasses.
Oh my God.
Why?
Darwin Award.
Wait, go ahead. Let Lutel explain it before you say what the fuck is happening.
Here's the thing. It wasn't tagged not safe for work.
Sure. Usually, and Reddit's pretty good about like tagging their things. Yeah.
So I basically inadvertently saw someone getting killed by a train.
Yep, that'll happen.
And now
Brock's
like,
watching it.
Oh gosh.
Oh my God, why? Why would you do that?
Why would you look for it?
Brock is the dude who just like looks up Lemon Party when someone tells him to. Like, don't do things that people tell you to do on the internet. And I have a response to that.
I tend to avoid that type of stuff like the plague because I know it'll stay in my brain like Goatsy and Cub Girl did.
Sure.
And Two Girls, One Cup. Like, I still have that image. Even though I only caught a glimpse of that part of Two Girls, One Cup that's relevant, I still have it.
It's amazing it doesn't ruin your ice cream obsession.
I know. That always did. That I don't understand. He likes chocolate too. Like,
no, I don't.
Jesus Christ. He likes Red Velvet, the band and the flavor.
Yes, the band is wonderful.
Saw somebody get killed on the internet accidentally.
Accidentally, yeah. And then it popped up again, and they had actually added the NSFW tag.
The one I saw had the tag.
Damage done.
Yeah.
He said
the one I just saw had the tag. Had the NSFW tag.
Okay, yeah.
Jeez.
But it was on the Darwin Awards. Like, it seems like a... Subreddit, you should probably not be
browsing.
No, but it
wasn't on that when I
clicked. So somebody had, like, posted it. Yeah. I can't believe, even the name, though, was, like, enough for me to be like, nope, don't need to see
it
that.
It could have been a funny, like, the person, like, almost something happened. That
I guess, I don't know, I just assumed
or,
the worst.
Like, well, ruined,
at that
like,
point, it's know? Like watching a train wreck. You can't look away.
I don't, yeah, that stuff doesn't bother me a ton, to be honest. Like, I don't want to, I don't seek it out, but, yeah, I'll witness the
comments,
disgustingness of humanity.
In the comments of the one I saw, there was somebody who posted a video of, like, a horse, I think, or a deer or something. Some kind of animal, like a four-legged animal, got hit by a train and exploded.
Oh, sure.
Which I did not watch, but they described it, and I was like, okay.
Animal ones mess with me far more than human ones.
It really depends. Really depends on the scenario.
Does it depend on the animal, Brock, at all?
I haven't come across an animal one that, like, doesn't upset me.
I mean, you're not going to be excited to see them. There's that.
Yeah.
Were you upset by the pufferfish eating the random animals?
Yes!
I enjoyed that.
We talked about that. I was upset about that.
Sorry, I kind of forgot about that. Oh, Lou. Touching back on the internet and people and us being old, too, I want Lou to check to see if his fucking Facebook has been hacked. Because this morning, I wake up and I see some fucking messages.
What was the message?
It's a message from in our group chat that is Mike and Lou. And it's a text from Lou, which I have definitely seen before, that says, I thought it was you in this video, laughing face, and then a YouTube link. Which is clearly a fucking scam. And then Brock responds, the link doesn't work for me. It's like, I'm like, oh God. I'm like, no.
I can't believe it.
And I just said, I'm pretty sure that's a fucking scam. Don't click the link. On Facebook.
Crazy.
Like Lou, like the one platform Lou never uses. Like, why would he send us a link on Facebook?
I logged on to my Messenger out of curiosity for the first time in like apparently 2 years or so since 2020. And then I got a text message from my cousin that said, hey, did you send me a message on Facebook? If not, you got hacked.
Yeah.
But at what point did I get, like, I just logged on and it just, like.
I guess probably right then. I don't know. But yeah, apparently, yeah, how many fucking messages did you send out to randos and old gullible men like Mike Brock who just start clicking links?
Hello.
By the way, I saw that in back in 2020, like around September of 2020, my ex-girlfriend from college had sent me a message inquiring about something random that I won't mention. And
your
I
Batman
never
bracelet.
Seen it.
Uh-huh. Your Batman bracelet.
The Batman bracelet.
That's what I said. No, it wasn't that. I still have that, by the way.
Anyway.
Are you better after what we went through to get it?
Oh, God.
Anyways.
Wow. Yeah, sometimes people will message you randomly on Facebook. Yeah, and apparently you got hacked in. Don't fucking open things from Lou on Facebook that say that have very generic messages.
I'll be honest.
I'm in the video.
Yeah, like Lou will just randomly send me a video.
To be fair, it does kind of seem like the thing Lou would do, but I was like, come on, Brock, come on.
On Facebook.
Yeah, not on
Facebook. I don't tend to use emojis that much, though, also.
That's true, too. Lou is not an emoji guy. True. Brock used an emoji. True. He used the, the Rock eyebrow raise one. Like, I'm confused. What happened when you clicked the link?
I specifically
what happened?
Looked for that one, because I'm like, this is weird.
What happened when you clicked on the link?
What did you open it on, by the way? Like, your phone?
My iPhone, yeah.
Okay. Do you think...
It tried to get me to sign into Facebook, and I was like, no.
So you beat it at some point.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
That's insane, though. Like, I don't understand how... I didn't do anything other than log on to Facebook, so what would have...
Who knows? That's I don't know how weird. That shit works. There's all sorts... I was getting... I think I mentioned this on another podcast where I was getting calls from people saying, like, you know, you left... I'm returning your call. And then finally, I got another one from a woman who left it longer, and she's like... It was like an old lady. She's like, oh, you know, you said something about Amazon and this, and I just called the number back, and I think somebody's, like, spoofing your number, which is what it's called, like, when you're spoofing someone's number. We're like, I can basically make your phone number appear as my, like, when I make a call. And it's, I was like, okay, that seems reasonable. I guess that could be happening, but I'm like, how the fuck does this old lady know what that is? I'm like, is this another scam? Is that another, like, am I actually, scammers are people actually spoofing my number, or is this another scam? Like, I was very confused. So far, since that time, no more calls or return calls, so... Who the fuck knows? Maybe they gave up on spoofing, but I don't know. Don't be a sucker.
I think it's time. I think it's time, guys. I think it's time.
Probably. It's time.
To challenge you guys to GeoGuessr.
Ooh, what's that?
That's actually cool. I know what that is.
You know what it is?
What is
it? Oh, Brock got one on Chris.
I know. Brock knows things.
That's crazy. Is he Googling it? Are you Googling it?
I'm going to do a quick Googling
it. GeoGuessr, my friend.
GeoGuessr.
Yeah.
Are we doing it? Are we doing it live right now?
I don't think that'll be great content for us.
I see. It looks like you guess locations based on Street View image. That's kind of fun. Yeah. Yeah, I had no idea what that was. Huh. It's like Wordle, but for images, I guess, and places.
Some people are like ridiculously good at it, apparently, I discovered recently.
What?
How many locations you've been to?
Guys, what time is it?
Brock.
Game time.
Brock.
It's time.
Brock.
For Get a Thread sponsored, lose occasionally. Interesting question of the week. Brought to you by GetAthreads.com. Please be sure to check out our best friends over at GetAthreads.com. They really are hooking up our people right now. They're hooking up the fat fucks with some sweet deals on all your underwear needs. GetAthreads.com. Fat fucks for fatty percent off of your order right now.
Isn't it neat how we actually adopted the fat folks?
I mean, I don't know if I think it's neat, but it is. It is what it is. That's it's what's happening. FFs.
And this is why we won't be on TikTok, apparently.
Yep, apparently not. Apparently we can't talk to them. I'm never going to have to use a fat fucks clip on TikTok.
Can we make like a super educational clip, but with like
about dildos?
Yes, we just codenamed the dildos.
No, we just used the word dildo, but we're like, no, look, it's educational.
It could be.
I don't know. Fuck you, TikTok. I don't like you censoring my content.
You know. Here's the question, guys. You know?
All right.
It's TikTok. What are you going to say?
Sure, I don't give a fuck. I always forget about it.
You guys are aware of, you've heard of the way that TikTok kind
of. Is this the
question
of the week?
Manages, like, how they deliver TikTok itself in to China, to Chinese kids.
They like, they do censorship like and regulations.
China, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's
like
the TikTok.
They have very strict, you know, guidelines to what they can watch and what TikTok can actually send to them and how much they can watch for and until when they can watch it and have access to it. A lot of stuff. Restrictions.
This is your, like, international soapbox of the minute? Like, what's happening right now?
The point is, they're not getting any dildo content, so.
Neither are we!
No one is, apparently.
I want to use this clip for the next clip, but we're not going to be able to because we said dildo too many times.
What I mean, is there like a TikTok safe replacement we can do, like, you know, fabricated penile replacement?
Yeah, like, we'll just have to like
fabricated
dongs. Dongs.
I wonder if it also censors
dong,
like
dong, dong, dongs.
Is it an equal opportunity?
Can you swear
censoring?
On TikTok? Brock, you use TikTok.
Yeah,
can I say
throbbing
can we say fuck?
Cock. What?
What? Could we say fuck? Or is that also unallowed?
Well, I don't know why you're asking me. I have no idea.
You use TikTok. So, you're the only one on it.
No idea.
All right. Well, fuck. No. Fuck you, dildo-loving fuck.
They don't like dildos. That's the problem.
Fuck you, dildo-hating fuck.
There you
anyway,
go.
That's your question of the week, Luke. God damn it.
How could fuck you talk. Not like... Dildos is the question of the week.
What is your favorite dildo? Jesus.
Brock, what's your...
It's that massager. We already saw it.
Do you like the ones that stick on stuff?
That's the one he has.
I lost the baby's arm.
Baby's arm.
Really
cool. Yeah. It's a dragon. It's a bad dragon.
Okay, which...
Wow.
Which fictional character... Would you like to receive a cameo from wishing you a Merry Christmas?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I got my answer.
Okay, you start. You start.
I really want to have a Merry Christmas wish to me by Bob from Bob's Burgers.
That's actually a good one.
So, like, and when you say fictional character, you mean like the character is real and they wish you a happy Merry Christmas? Or like the actor... As Bob from Bob's Burgers just wishes you a Merry Christmas.
No, like Bob. Like if he...
Like, existed in the world.
Okay.
Would he still be cartoon or would he look like a human?
No, he'd still be cartoon.
Oh, okay. But like the character.
It would be a Roger Rabbit scenario.
Okay.
Oh.
Simba does not agree.
We got some contributions from Simba in the podcast.
Jesus Christ. Why do we even do this segment anymore?
I don't know.
If you're having a hard time finding an answer, it means it's a good question.
Does it?
Yes.
No, it's just... Okay. I'm not.
Come on.
I'm not answering that. Darth Vader.
Oh.
Okay. Is that because of the contrast of Darth Vader's character? Like he wouldn't normally wish somebody a Merry Christmas?
Sure.
Or you just want him to be real?
Sure.
No. I mean, I'm asking you.
I'm putting about as much effort into my answer as you did your question.
That's unfair because my follow-up questions could provide more conversation. Therefore, you are being unfair to my question and my contribution. And I don't appreciate that.
Yeah, okay.
Chris.
The answer that immediately came to mind... I'm not sure if it's a good one, but it's what immediately came to mind is Robot Santa from Futurama, because we are talking about
one.
We are
Except,
talking about.
Would
about,
you not immediately be killed?
Yeah, that's part of the fun is that there would be. I mean, again, it's a cameo. It's just a video. But I want
I
angry
will say,
Robot Santa.
If
to wish
we're going
me
like
Christmas.
Fictional Santa characters,
you're
Santa
done. You
from
answered your, you gave your answer.
She's trying to contribute. Okay.
He
already ruined it. He ruined
I'm gonna
it
boot
already.
Him off this call.
All right.
I wanted to hear what he was going to say. God damn it!
The Santa from American Dad would also be really good.
I don't know if I've seen that episode.
I've never watched American Dad.
Oh man, you should watch American Dad. There's a couple. The Santa ones are great, and then also the the Jesus Apocalypse, also fantastic.
I do want to say, so I made a, related to Santa, so here's your conversation, Lou. I was doing this, like, some famous a cappella group's, like, Christmas concert once, and because it was Christmas season, there was, like, a bunch of Christmas props in the theater already, including, like, this big, like, Santa throne, you know, like, where the Santa would meet with the kids on, like, whenever they did events there. And there was a big Santa hat, which I put on myself and then took a photo, which I posted that's something like, now that I've killed Santa, I guess I'm going to have to become Santa Claus, which is a reference, I hope you recognize, to the movie reference. The Santa Claus.
Yeah.
For some reason, nobody, he died though, didn't he? Doesn't Santa die? He dies.
Oh, there's another movie where he injures him and he breaks his leg or something.
I'm pretty sure in the Santa Claus, he dies. Like, he accidentally kills him, which is how he becomes Santa Claus.
I'm not familiar with that one then, because I saw the Tim Allen one where
Tim Allen one, the Santa Claus.
That's the one he's talking
doesn't
about.
Doesn't he die?
He does not die. There's no way.
I mean, he like Santa. Movie dies.
I'm pretty sure he's dead.
Allen becomes
he's
Santa.
He's just injured, man.
No, but then why does he maintain being Santa for two sequels? Like, Santa
guy wanted to retire.
I'm pretty sure Santa
he
dies.
He does not die. He just retires happily into.
He accidentally kills a man in a Santa suit.
He kills Santa.
Yeah, what the fuck were you in? Maybe this is why everyone was so confused by my post, because the point I was making was I made the post and I was like, oh, it's a Santa Claus reference, which most everyone in our generation should understand, except for Lou. And apparently a huge majority of people on my Instagram friends list, because they're like, that's kind of a fucked up thing to say. And I'm like, it's a reference to a movie from our childhood that I feel like everybody knows. Like,
it's too old now.
What am I thinking about where the Santa F's up his leg, like they break.
That might be another movie, but in the Santa Claus, he straight up accidentally kills Santa, and that's how he becomes Santa. This really got way off topic because of your question.
Oh, that's the one where he randomly starts growing the Santa beard. And
because
all that
Santa
stuff.
Is dead, and now he's Santa.
Now he
is Santa.
Okay. It's a different movie than the one where.
I don't disagree that there's probably another movie where Santa breaks his leg. You're desperately hoping that the editor, the Eddie Spaghetti, will jump in and answer the question of what Santa movie you're talking about,
Chris,
with his infinite knowledge.
That is a terrible thing to say. Okay,
that I accidentally killed Santa.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing to say.
I thought it was funny. I would have rolled.
Brock no should have. Brock. Even Tim Allen made a joke this most recent Christmas, I think, where he like posted a picture of himself with like his graying beard and was like, "Oh, every time this time of year this starts happening, like he's turning back into Santa."
Murderer. On that note,
music. Now the music's over, I feel like we can wash ourselves of that question and I'll rate it properly.
I kind of like the Santa conversation it turned into.
I will give it 4 Lou's because it turned into something despite my despising of what
just like Tim Allen, it turned into something.
Imagine that if you give it an opportunity to kind of naturally flow somewhere, it could become
you cock blocked him.
No, I didn't.
You talk blocked him hard.
I did it as a joke, just like he did when he interrupted me.
No, yours was longer. It hurt.
Twice.
It was twice.
It's fair. It is fair. I cut him off twice. I feel bad about
somebody?
It.
Is that why you're turning into Santa? I'm just saying that generally to either of you. Either of you can interpret that as you will.
I just eat a lot of cookies. That's
you're
my problem.
Jolly. Follow us on Fat Fuck Food Journal.
I don't know why. I'm not a huge fan of Christmas music.
Yeah, it sucks.